Daily Light, June the 30th, morning. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastens every son whom he receives. As a father, the son in whom he delights. He wounds, but he binds up. He shatters, but his hand heals. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction. He does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers we are dust. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Revelation 3:19, and Hebrews 12:5-6, Proverbs 3:12, Job 5:18, 1 Peter 5:6, Isaiah 48:10, Lamentations 3:33, and Psalm 103:10-14. Daily Light, June the 30th, evening. God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore let your words be few. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. They called upon the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. Lord, teach us to pray. God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore let your words be few. Ecclesiastes 5:2 and Matthew 6:7-8, 1 Kings 18:26, Luke 18:10, 11, 13, and 14, and Luke 11:1.